Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. It was great to hear Gwyneth's voice. You can see that she is recovering, and her voice is a little thinner. And it's great to hear her. So she'll be back for an hour next week, and we'll keep doing that until she is up to speed. So her slot is her slot here at USA Prepares. I'm delighted to see the call screen with the name George in New Hampshire. Welcome, George. It's great. It's great to have you with me today.
Same here, Vincent. I appreciate you getting back to me so quickly, and I didn't even know that Gwyneth was going to only be able to be on for an hour. So it's kind of like kismet, as they say, I guess it just connected, so that's good, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, she's tough. She's as tough as they get, and this took her down. I mean, just falling off a horse, breaking ribs, puncturing a lung, collarbone. Wow. And so she's on the mend, and she's got a tough road to hoe. But we're glad that she is recovering. So, George, here we are in the United States. 73% of the country is covered in snow. In Texas, there are rolling blackouts. I got an email from Captain John Reagan, and he was without electricity for about a day. Temperatures were plummeting, and it was terrible. Now, that's nothing compared to what could be happening. And in Texas, people are still without electricity, and actually not only Texas, there's a stripe of states all the way from Texas all the way north to the top of our country, and plenty of people are without electricity. The natural gas supplies have been curtailed, shut down, because the natural gas is freezing in the delivery system, in the pipes, in the ground and above ground, and propane delivery. I called a propane company today. I asked Mrs. Fennelli to call another one. And if you want one of those little propane tanks filled up, you know, those 20-pounders, they're not doing it. They're not doing it because they're concentrating on delivery of propane to people who are without propane. Now, how is it possible to be without propane? How is that possible? Because people didn't plan. They said, "Oh, we'll just let the propane people. They'll just they know how much propane we need, and they've run out. They've run out because they're not paying attention." And then, of course, so there's electricity, and heating systems are dependent on electricity. I mean, whether you've got an oil burner or whether you have a gas furnace, unless you have gas logs, it is dependent on electricity. The thermostat runs on electricity. So even though you only need a small amount of electricity, if you don't have it, you're probably not going to get heat. George, what are your thoughts about all this? People not being prepared.
Well, as I heard one time, someone said, you never know what's on the other side of a moment. And unfortunately, most of us feel that everything will be okay, and they just go through life floating along, figuring, in other words, with the biggest decision they have to make is maybe, what do I want with my latte? That pastry here, and we've been very spoiled in this country. And now with the aging infrastructure and some of the screwball politics going on and greed, we find ourselves in a position now where we can't expect for the government or the nanny state to be there to pick us up when we fall down. And like Gwyneth, the independent, strong woman that she is, in other words, if it wasn't for the fact that she had her cell phone with her, she and say she was in a cold climate and it was wintertime, if she couldn't have gotten to the house, God forbid, you know, there could have been a real tragedy brewing there. And it's the same thing with us today where, you know, we're dependent on so much technology that we don't realize that something as small as, I'll give you an example, Vinny, not to go on and on. Now, I had my house weatherized some years ago, and they replaced the old-fashioned thermostat with one of these digital drops. Well, let's just say when I look back on it, I kind of like the old tech stuff, but I noticed the house was getting a little cold yesterday, and I went over to look at the thermostat, and I noticed the thermostat was blank. And I said, aha, the battery inside of it, there were two AA batteries or AAA. I think they were AAA. I took it off, and on my desk I had nearby several packets of batteries. Now, I said, pretty good. For the sake of one 50-cent battery or a dollar battery, my whole heating system would be shut down. And if the weather was inclement enough where it would be dangerous to go out or I wouldn't be able to go out, I could have a high-tech heating system like I do. But for the sake of one little itsy-bitsy battery, it's meaningless. And that's basically, it's that thin thread that runs throughout that makes the difference between being in the 21st century or basically going back to the 1800s.
George, you said it so well. And what's happening is some of these new thermostats transmit wirelessly to a receiving unit, like at the furnace. And so instead instead of having a piece of wire, well, actually, it'd be like five or six wires, maybe seven or eight, depending on the system. We have the wire in our house, and it runs from the thermostat. We have two thermostats, and it runs from the thermostat to the heating system. And, George, just believe it or not, people say that I have ADHD, and maybe I do. Maybe I do. But I don't think it's a disease. I think it's a feature. Because I'll tell you why. I am a perfectionist, and I can't help it. I want it to be right no matter what it is. So I have two thermostats, spares, that are that I've kept for probably 30 years lying around, and they are the old type that you actually have a lever, but they have a mercury switch built in. They're like the old Honeywell with the round one, but these are rectangular. It does the same kind of thing, except it's, you know, more stylized, but still 30, maybe 40 years old. And I have them with the wiring diagram, so if something should happen to one of our digital thermostats, and they're not wireless. Ours are wired, and no batteries from ours. But if something happens, I can just unwire, you know, disconnect the electricity to the furnace, replace the digital thermostat with the old-fashioned analog mercury switch thermostat, and I'll be good to go. But what it won't tell me is it won't tell me the temperature outside, and it won't have some of the features like, well, we can run the circulator, you know, just to blow air around the house all the time, or 10% of the time. It won't do that for us, but it'll certainly turn the heat on. And so that's, George, frankly, I don't trust these new devices, because I think when they sell these, they don't say, hey, by the way, you know, these things are only going to last 10 years. They don't say that. But I think that's what really is the case. I don't think they're the 50-year life expectancy thermostats of the old Honeywells, which, if you have one of those old round Honeywell thermostats, they don't break. They just don't break.
I had one on the wall when they came in, and they convinced me to take the other one. And to tell you the truth, I regretted it because I like the older-fashioned one. Yes, the digital one is nice with a couple of press buttons. It's not wireless, but it's wired in on the wall. But if there's ever an emergency and you have a failure with one of those, you can if you can take apart. When I first bought this house and was getting it in readiness to be lived in again because it had been foreclosed on and it had been empty and vandalized. I remember there were two wires where somebody had ripped out the thermostat. And I connected the wires, just wire to wire, and it turned on the heating system just as a tip to say an emergency. You know, that's a primitive way to do it. But there are, as I mentioned to you last night, there are alternative systems that are not reliant on electricity that if you go to a company as high-tech as Japan, I'm told as recently as a few years ago, half of the homes are heated with kerosene heaters that are just basically very simple structures that basically have built-in safety features, and the Japanese feel very comfortable. Basically, they don't have central heating in the majority of cases, or at least in 50% of the cases. They say you could go to a gas station nearby on a corner and you could buy a kerosene heater very easily, even today.
You know, we have a couple spare heating systems, and we have a wood heating system, and then we have a heat pump backup, and then we have a propane backup to that. So we actually have three sources of heat, but we have not used the heat pump for heat, and we haven't used the propane for probably going on 10 years now. So I don't even know if it works, but I don't want to use electricity for heat if I don't have to. I'd rather use wood, and I don't want to use propane because I'd rather use that for cooking. Because it seems, you know, when you live this kind of lifestyle, George, you think about, okay, so I have X number of gallons of propane in the tank. What do I want to use it for? Do I want heat right now, or do I want it to last 8 years or 10 years to fire up that propane stove in the kitchen, you know, for heating and cooking, you know, heating water and, you know, whatever we're doing. And that's what we do. And the oven uses so much propane. We use a turbo oven, an old Farberware turbo oven that uses electricity. Because I know that if the electricity quits, I'll still have the propane. So I'd rather use their electricity if we don't have enough from our solar system. If we have enough from our solar system, I'm going to use that first. So we're on grid, and if we can't, like right now, it's kind of overcast, and we're making some electricity, but not enough, so we're buying some from the utility company. But you know, that's our choice to do it that way. So we're on grid, off grid, and hybrid. Bottom line is, you're right about kerosene, and you can buy those kerosene type heaters, and we have a couple of those lying around. And if we have to, we just use our kerosene that's in storage and light them up. George, what is your experience with a kerosene heater? Are you using one?
Well, in the past, I have. Now, in certain areas, they're recommended only for outbuildings, like a garage or a work shed or something like that. But I have known, as I said, in different places, people use them as their main source of heat, where they'll close off certain rooms that aren't being used. I have used it. I have brought it into the house, and I found there was a certain ambience in it. And I like things that make fire, meaning like a wood stove. But not everybody has the facilities or the pocketbook or the structure isn't built to accommodate a wood stove without a great deal of alteration and construction. So the kerosene heater would be an alternative heat source in an emergency where it was life or death between freezing to death or not, with certain precautions.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
George is with us and in New Hampshire. And I was looking at some of these propane heaters. Lowe's has one. I'm not recommending Lowe's. But for $133.79, they have a 23,500 BTU kerosene heater. It's slash indoor slash outdoor rated. And it will run 12 hours on a filling, and a filling is about 2 gallons. So it's going to burn 2 gallons per hour. I don't know the current price of kerosene, but if you want to wait till the last minute and buy kerosene, like right now, it's going to be way more expensive than when nobody wants it in the summertime. So the time to buy your kerosene, your propane, your fuel oil, everything is when nobody wants it. And that's in the, you know, the heat of the summer when it's really hot and people are thinking about air conditioning, not heat. And that's the time to buy these propane standalone indoor slash outdoor heaters. And they do work, and they work very well. But if you use one, you've got to have air coming into the house or the occupied space so that you don't asphyxiate. Because you're using a flame, you're burning up the oxygen, and you're introducing pollution into the air. So those are some of my thoughts. George?
Yes. I will say that the best of the breed are the Japanese ones. But for the most part, the Japanese stopped sending or exporting to us kerosene heaters for the simple reason, and I'm not talking about the electrical high-tech ones. I'm talking about the basic kerosene heater that, you know, basically you light with a match, or they'll have a battery pack on the side that'll take like a D cell, and it has a certain element that when you push a lever, it touches the wick, and it will burn without using a it'll light it, ignite it without using a match. But the Japanese found that the average average American, they said the culture was very Sioux happy, where they'd sue people at a drop of a hat. And they said that they didn't like to use directions. And one of the points you made that was very important was you have to crack the window in the room because it burns the oxygen. It doesn't burn it so much where, you know, it's going to be dangerous, providing it has an air outlet that's going to pull in the air from the outside. That doesn't have to be very much. An inch is sufficient. And if you live in a drafty house that's not too well insulated, you've got a little leeway there because a lot of air seepage is going to come in anything. But if you're in a very highly insulated house, ultra-modern, it's imperative anyway to open the window or crack in the room where it is and put it in a safe place where the kid's running around or the dog's not going to get at it. And I'm talking emergency now. You have to check your local laws, and you have to show good common sense. You don't bring it into the bedroom at night with you. Once you heat up the house during the day, I actually got the house up to the room in the downstairs up to 80 degrees in the dead middle of winter some years ago with a kerosene heater. And like I said, there's many different kinds, Vincent. And like I say, if you go to Lowe's, look up, if you're online, try to see what the reviews are of customer reviews, because some of them are being made in China or certain designs. The Japanese have it pretty well down pat. You can find them. There's Kerosun, K-E-R-O-S-U-N, Kerosun. They have Toyo stove, like the Toyota, T-O-Y-O, and stove. And they have even designs from America that were called Perfection heaters. And very apropos, I'd just like to inject this. In 1918, there were 3 million kerosene heaters from Perfection that were out there in the market that they had sold. And one of the selling points was in 1918, not very similar to now, they had the Spanish influenza that was spreading. And they said people would line up in lines with coal peels for their coal furnaces. And they said they were exposed to the disease, whereas people who had who would buy kerosene, they weren't as exposed. They could stock it up well enough. And it was a selling point that they made about how it would protect someone, not only warm them, but you could cook on them too. But also, it made the difference between having to go out into the public. And like I say, the kerosene, make sure, I'm jumping around, but I'm trying to cover a lot in a little. I apologize, Vincent, for talking so much. But I'll just say that make sure you have a source within driving distance that you can buy as little as 5 gallons, 4 gallons worth of kerosene, because some of the big outfitters, they want to send a delivery truck and sell you 100 gallons. There's a lot of 7-Eleven places in different areas, maybe not a lot, but enough that they'll have a pump outside, and it's very important with a kerosene heater that you use high-quality kerosene, namely K1, K-1. You don't want to use diesel fuel. You don't want to use off-road diesel fuel. It's all right if it's dyed because it'll be a little, it'll increase a little bit of a crud on the edges of the wick. But never, ever, ever use gasoline or use a container that had gasoline in it at one time to store the kerosene in, because gasoline is very volatile and explosive, and it's not meant to be used in a kerosene heater with any measure of safety.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Galveston County Medical Examiner's Office is requesting refrigerated trucks in anticipation of more fatalities from a brutal cold winter storm in Texas this week that has already claimed many lives and left millions without power. Galveston County Judge Mark Henry said fatalities will climb as officials conduct more welfare checks. Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Kentucky are being affected by these storms. Temperatures will stay 20 to 40 degrees below normal through the weekend, when a storm developing over Texas will bring the next round of winter weather. U.S. farmers won't see another year as profitable as 2020 for at least a decade, the U.S. Department of Agriculture projected Tuesday. Farm profits soared to their highest level in 7 years amid a flood of government aid related to the pandemic and the trade war, with federal deficit assistance payments accounting for more than a third of U.S. farmers' $121.1 billion in net income last year. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The writing is on the wall. Gas prices are gearing up to cost Americans more and more. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
That warning of a spike in the price at the pump comes from Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com. DeHaan tells us an estimated 20% reduction in production due to the weather is partially to blame.
20% is certainly not a drop in the bucket. This is millions of barrels a day in production capacity. So we likely will see the national average go up by anywhere from 5 to 15, maybe even 20 cents a gallon. As well.
Another concern is making tanker deliveries to gas stations.
Gas stations are having to wait longer times for deliveries, but the good news is that as the weather does warm back up, those deliveries should increase in pace, and we should not see a widespread period of outages.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Social media service Parler is back.
The company that helped get Parler back up and running says it may not agree with all the posts on the platform, but it supports free speech. Parler is a social media website that saw an explosion in growth last month when Twitter banned then-President Donald Trump and other conservatives. Shortly thereafter, Amazon Web Services booted Parler off its server, alleging it was used to plan the January 6th storming of the Capitol. Parler is now being hosted by SkySilk Cloud Services, which has data centers in New York and Los Angeles. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, George is with us, and George said some very important things. If you're going to use a kerosene heater, absolutely, positively do not mix gasoline or diesel fuel or home heating oil or anything else. And you need to use K1, as George said. K is in kerosene, 1. And the reason for that is K1 is specially designed to be a low, low, low sulfur content kerosene. And sulfur will kill you. So if you are burning in a room or in your house, and there's not much ventilation, you have to have some. As George said, 1 inch is a good start for opening the window. And do your own research. Don't believe anything that we say. But if you are running in a semi-closed area, meaning just a crack open in the window, and you have a high sulfur content kerosene, you are going to poison yourself. and you're going to have respiratory problems. So don't do that. So K1 is a must, and do not contaminate the kerosene fuel. Now, I looked up some of the prices for kerosene, and Ace Hardware sells it in a can, a 5-gallon can. So you get the can with it, you know, 5-gallon cylindrical can of K1 kerosene, $44.99. That, to me, is highway robbery. Okay? That's $10 a gallon, roughly $10 a gallon. Tractor Supply has a cylinder, steel can, $24.99 for 5 gallons of K1 kerosene. That seems, you know, reasonable for, you know, getting the can with the kerosene. So roughly $5 a gallon, which is still high. It's still high. So you want to buy it in the summer, and you want to when nobody wants it, and keep it. So we have kerosene on hand, but we have it for a couple of reasons. One is in the wintertime, like now when the tractors don't want to start, you can add a small amount of kerosene. Let's say 1/2 gallon to 10 gallons of diesel, and it will thin out the diesel. It will help it prevent it from gelling, and it will make it easier for your diesel engine to start in your tractor or in your car. But here's the problem with it. Kerosene has about zero lubricity, so it does not lubricate. So you may cause more wear on your diesel fuel injection pump and your fuel injectors if you do that. That's why you want to use very, very little if you dilute your diesel fuel with kerosene. Now, some people use gasoline to dilute the diesel fuel of their tractors. And we've done that too. We now have 1/2 gallon of gasoline mixed with the diesel fuel in the tractor that we're using to feed the cows, because the tractor just flat out won't start. There's one other thing, or two other things I wanted to mention. One is that your government has decided that you need to have ethanol, 10% ethanol alcohol in your gasoline. Well, I'll tell you what, we are hearing from lots of people all around here, their cars flat out won't start. They won't start in minus 11 degree temperatures with ethanol alcohol mixed 10% into the gasoline. And that's what you buy at the pump. So if you buy gasoline in just about every state, you'll find out that it contains 10% ethanol alcohol, and cars won't flat out won't start. It is so bad that literally we broke a starter in the last few days on one of our Mercedes cars, 2004 model, and we had to use the vehicle. And we went to start it. Boom, starter broke. Why? Because it was so cold that the oil was so thick that the starter could not turn the engine, and it broke the starter. So that's a kind of a pain to fix, because you have to take the part of the exhaust system down on this particular Mercedes to replace the starter. Not all of them, but this one you do. So that was another unexpected thing. And we've gotten calls from neighbors. They can't start their vehicles. And here's another thing. Unless it is absolutely critical that you go and start your vehicle, don't do it. Don't do it in these temperatures, because here's what happens. Everything is cold. The transmission fluid's cold. The differential fluid's cold. The bearings are, the grease in the bearings cold. The engine oil is cold. The battery is cold. The starter's cold. Everything is cold. Very hard to do. And you have maybe half the current in a very cold battery that you would in the same charge condition warm battery. I'm talking about the battery under the hood. So what happens is there's an extra load. The starter is really trying hard to start. And in the conditions of the engine, there's more friction in the cold engine, because the oil is like oil that you might have in your refrigerator, you know, French fry oil, that kind of a thing. Well, when you start your vehicle, sometimes you might hit the steering wheel, and try to just touching that steering wheel will put the hydraulic steering fluid through the steering system, and it could break the hoses and the seals in your steering system. So if you decide that you are going to start your vehicle, because you have to, be very careful. Don't touch the steering wheel. Let that thing idle until it warms up. Don't touch anything. Don't put it in drive. Don't touch anything. Literally. George, any comments?
I recently had that experience where I came up with a saying, Vince: if it's 20 below, it ain't gonna go.
What a great saying. Let me share this. I've been thinking, do I want to say this on the air or not? Well, I'm going to say it. So it was, we had 6 inches of snow on the ground There's no snow plowing here. It's just, you know, if you make tracks on the dirt road, you know, to get to our farm, well, that's good. But there's 6 inches of snow. We got a call from someone in the village. Hey, our car's stuck at the bottom of the hill. Can you get it out? Why is it stuck at the bottom of the hill? Well, our neighbor, you know, this person who called, her neighbor needed some starting fluid. And his car wouldn't start. He wanted to go to work. And it's like minus 11. So he calls his neighbor, and she's a real sweet woman. And so she lends her car to this guy. Her car happens to be an older Mercedes, about 6 inches of ground clearance. And it has all-season tires and it's rear-wheel drive. So she lends the vehicle to this guy, and he goes, and it's at the bottom of the hill. It's stuck, and the hill is all icy. And so the owner of the vehicle wants us to go get it. And she calls our son. And she says, you know, my car's stuck, and can you go get it? And he said, so what happened? Well, you know, I lent the vehicle to this guy, and he needed to get some starting fluid, and there it is. And so our son says, really? You're a much nicer person than I am. I would never lend my car to somebody. Never. And she said, you wouldn't lend your car to your brother? And he said, if my brother needed to go to the emergency room, I would take him. If he wanted to borrow my truck, no way. So here's the thing. Lending your car to someone who's never driven it before in these absolutely awful conditions because he doesn't have starting fluid, because he wants to go to work, so that becomes her problem because some other guy didn't plan. It's crazy. And so here's the point of what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to beat this lady up. She's very kind and very sweet, and I would never do it. And our son said, listen, I'm not going to be able to help you. You know, 20 minutes in this, you can die in 20 minutes out there. Forget it. I can't help you because this guy got your car stuck. Well, in the past, people have said to me in the last 40 years, people say, hey, can I borrow your tractor? Yeah, you just need it for an hour or two. You know, I'm going to do some, fill in some holes, or I'm going to need the front end loader, or can I borrow your tractor? No. I'm a little more polite than that. I'll say, well, what do you need it for? They'll say, well, I need to fill in a hole. I'll do it for you. We do not lend our tractors. We do not lend our trucks. We do not lend our cars. We do not lend our tools. And a lot of times you see, you know, mechanics where they work, they say, we don't lend tools. Why? Because generally, if the person doesn't have that tool, that person doesn't know how to use that tool. And the mechanic uses those tools for earning a living. And he doesn't want his tools destroyed. And he does want them to come back. So the answer is, I don't lend our tools. I don't lend our tractors. I don't lend our implements. I don't lend our cars, trucks. I don't lend it out. I'll help somebody if I can. But I'm not going to go out in minus 11 Fahrenheit because someone borrowed a car and got it stuck. It's not my problem. George, do you think that's unkind of me?
Well, what it comes down to is, what do they say? Poor planning on another's part does not necessitate an emergency on my part, which means I know, Vincent, you're a good-hearted man who believes in the golden rule of, looking out for your neighbors. But by the same token, it's a two-way street. They have to also think, what are they opening you up to? What trouble are they going to put you to? And if you both end up in the ditch, so to speak, basically, in other words, how is anybody profited by that? And I'll tell you a story, if I may. Oh, if I may just say one thing, I know this is just an introduction to alternative heaters, like kerosene heaters, but may I give a website that has a wealth of information on kerosene heaters that, sure, that a person can wade through and would be much more informative, and they can take their time and make an educated decision once they read it. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
All right. There's a gentleman, his name is Miles, like walking a mile, M-I-L-E-S, Miles Stair, like going up the stairs without the S, S-T-A-I-R, and put Miles Stair kerosene heaters. And you'll find a website there that will introduce introduce you to the wide and wonderful world of kerosene heaters. And this way, as I said, Vincent and I are not advising you one way or the other. This is a decision, a family decision or an individual decision that you have to make once you've basically weighed all the information to your own satisfaction. Now, that being said, I'll tell you a story. I have a relative. He was in the Army. Some years ago, he was coming back from Alaska after being honorably discharged. Now, he was given, I think, a couple of $1,000 for traveling expenses because they had a formula where they would go by how far away from you, from your home, where you're traveling to, and they'd estimate it depending upon how far from Alaska it was, the base. Well, anyway, I did some research, and I called him up, and I said, look, I said, that Alaskan highway, it was around this time of the year. I said, that Alaskan highway, do you realize that in the day it's 40 below? And I said, and at night it could get as cold as 60 below. And I said, once you hit around 40 below, I said, tires start going flat because it adversely affects the rubber and the seals and everything else. So I said, you know, and in a lot of those areas, even to this day, huge tracts of land up there, you have no cell phone service. They have pay phones up there intermittently. But then I said to this relative, I said, look, you've got to also think of what trouble and danger you're going to be putting rescue people coming for you if you end up in a situation where you break down. So I, and they also said this, it doesn't necessarily have to be all the way up in Alaska. You come down to a lot of these northern states, I think it was North Dakota was one, they said that the tow truck that went out to a tractor trailer truck that had broken down in a snow, or it got stuck in a snowdrift, his eyelids froze just walking from the tow truck and less than 40 yards to the tractor-trailer truck. By the time he reached the tractor-trailer truck, his eyelids had frozen. Now, if we'll that right doesn't back. Give people pause, I don't...
Yeah.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, if you want to find this website, you can type Miles, M-I-L-E-S, S-T-A-I-R. MilesStair.com, and you'll find that he has any, or you can type in Miles Stair kerosene heaters, and you will find the best website I've ever seen regarding completeness, accuracy, and all the information that you want to know. This is what George in New Hampshire was telling us. George, I was looking at why vehicles don't start well right in this kind of weather, and it's because of the alcohol. And I just want to say it one more time, that alcohol, and when it's mixed with gasoline, is not as volatile as just plain old gasoline. So people who have switched to just using gasoline in this kind of weather, where it's really, really cold, their vehicles will start. But the ones that have alcohol mixed with the gasoline don't start as well. And so that brings us to propane. And right now, I think it's difficult to get propane tanks filled because it's so cold, nobody wants to fill them. So anyone who wanted their propane tanks should have filled, should have thought of it, you know, when the weather was nice. And that brings us to the exchange or fill your own. So if you have a propane tank, you know, these 20 pounders, these white cylinders that you can pick up with your hand and carry for the barbecue, they hold about 20 pounds or 5 gallons of propane. But they only fill them 80%. So that means you get 4 gallons, roughly, of propane in these tanks. But if you have an exchange, and you buy the exchange tank, and you think, well, shoot, I'll just swap mine and get this other one. It's already filled up. You only get about 3-point-something gallons. You get about 25% less propane in your swap tank as you do if you fill it up yourself. So it'll cost you way more if you swap out the tank, the exchange tank, and you'll get less. So if you think that, boy, you know, propane doesn't last as long as it used to, that's because there's less propane in the tank if you have an exchange tank. So I may do a little broadcast about this tomorrow. I'll talk about a tare weight, T-A-R-E weight, and propane tanks, and how to how to get them filled and the date codes on them and how long propane tanks last before they don't fill them anymore, those kinds of things. I may do that tomorrow. George, any comments about propane?
I'm not as versed in propane, but like you say, it's supply and demand. The demand is high in the winter and very low in the summer. And again, it's like anything. I buy winter clothes in the summer because I can find them at reduced prices, and nobody's thinking of it. And there's one other thing, Vincent, that I'd like to say that I think in this time of the year is very timely for people who might be in their car when a storm hits or a breakdown in this kind of weather where the car just conks out for whatever reason. It's very popular in Canada. They have a coffee can that they put a roll of toilet paper in. They remove the cardboard center and they scrunch it down where they compress it. And what they do is they take alcohol, like isopropyl alcohol, rubbing alcohol, and they saturate it. They pour it over the toilet paper that's crunched up the roll, and what it does is they can make a simple warming device in their car that, of course, they crack the window, but it also allows them to maintain heat until help arrives. And if you look at it, you can look under toilet paper car heater or heater, and you can use it indoors or outdoors, and it's very cheap. And as I said, there are many sites that will show you how to do this survival technique.
Very well said, Class, but do not pour the alcohol on the toilet paper until you're ready to use it, because it will volatilize. Okay.
Very good point.
And there's some risk associated with fire, but you know, keep the alcohol in the sealed container. And that's just, you know, one more thing that you can put in your toolkit should you be venturing out. But the reality of the situation is you got to be crazy to get out in weather like this. You know, I just want to go shopping. I want to get some milk. You should have thought of that, right? Way before. And by the way, do you really need milk? The answer is no. Do you really need bread? No. Do you really need toilet paper? Well, heck, you can buy toilet paper is now 69 cents a roll. It's gone way up at Sam's Club. You can buy the Scott's brand 1,000 or 1,100 sheet toilet paper for 69 cents a roll shipped. So that's what you should do. Get that 36 roll pack. How long will it last? Two-thirds of a year for two people. Okay. So if you don't have one or two of those lying around at your house, why not? Why not? You should. You should have toilet paper. And do you really need toilet paper? Actually, you don't. I mean, there are other alternatives. Back in the Wild West, they didn't have toilet paper. They used cloths with water. And you can do that, too. So, you are in charge of your own destiny. No one's going to help you, especially the utility companies. They're shutting off electricity, and people are dying. The gas companies are shutting off the gas. Propane companies aren't delivering. And you could get all this stuff when the weather's warm. You could make these provisions, have an inverter and a generator and fuel and et cetera. George, thanks so much for being with us.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations streaming on the web and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.